We're meant to be new creatures in Christ. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to look like the old. We're not supposed to sound like the old person that was unredeemed.
Yeah.
But as we're drawing closer and closer and closer to him, we're getting more and more glory and more to be more and more like him.
God promises in Joel 2:28 to pour out his spirit on all humanity. Welcome to Global Outpouring, where we contend for that promise outpouring, we equip for that outpouring so that we may engage in that very outpouring. I'm Philip Buss.
And I'm Sharon Buss. Welcome to the podcast today. We're so glad that you are with us. We have just come back from our Global Outpouring Convention 2025, and we want to give you a report of all, well, I don't think we can give all that God did, but we can give you an overview of what God did during that time in his presence. It was an amazing, amazing time where we were focusing on being on the threshold of outpouring. Thank you so much for joining us today. We bless you, and we just know that this is an opportunity for you to get to know us better, and for us to get to know you better. If you'd like to give us some kind of feedback from how the Lord is using this podcast in your life, we have a feedback form on our website, globaloutpouring.net. And you can also write to us at feedback@globaloutpouring.org. We would love to hear from you. We would love to hear from where you're listening all around the world. We know that people are listening all around the world. And we just want to connect with you. And there's lots of things on our website that you can connect with, and we just encourage you to do so. So today, we are going to talk about what happened at this convention. We've been talking about it for weeks and weeks and weeks,
yeah,
trying to get you to come to the convention, and some of you did, and we're so glad that you did. It was amazing.
And if you didn't get to come, you will want to listen to some of these speakers. It's just powerful.
Yeah, the whole thing is on our YouTube channel. We have a whole playlist for Convention 2025, and everything is there, including the worship and everything. Everything. So you're welcome to go there, and you know, you can fast forward through something that you don't want to listen to, but you really need to hear these messages that were given. But the anointing was so on the worship as well. So we trust that you will enjoy this, and we'll put a link to the playlist on our YouTube channel in the show notes, and we know that you're going to be blessed by it. You know, it was exciting to us to see, even though this was kind of like, this was a restart for us.
Yeah, this was a restart.
Because for 5 years, we have had our conventions in a very small way in our very small location here in very small Jasper, Arkansas.
Which is hard to get to.
It's hard to get to. A lot of people couldn't get to.
Yeah.
But we felt that the Lord was leading us this year to go back to St. Louis, where we had been. Oh, man, we've probably
14 times, I think.
We were 14 times at the Marriott, and then we were at other hotels probably another 6 times or so. Uh-huh. You know, probably something like 20 years that we spent in St. Louis.
Sold a lot into St. Louis.
Yes. And
payback time.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It was, too.
It was tremendous. And people came. It wasn't as big as we used to have, but I think it's going to double next time. We probably had around 220, 230 or so at any one time in the place. I know some came and went. But everybody that I spoke to were so blessed and felt so encouraged and so refreshed and so built up. Mm. It was exciting to me to hear their responses, because that's really what we were expecting from the Lord.
Yeah.
That this was going to be a time of refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was.
It certainly was. And the thing that was really a surprise to us was the number of people that came from the nations.
Yeah.
There were 14 nations represented.
That's just amazing.
There was United States and Canada, Bangladesh, Angola, Belgium, Pakistan, Bolivia, Israel, Congo, China, New Zealand, India, Japan, and Haiti.
Wow, that's astounding.
All represented. Now, they may not have come from those nations to the convention, but they're people from the nations that maybe have settled here or that are visiting here, or maybe they were missionaries to those nations and they were here. So, but they were representing the nation.
It was their culture, their people.
Yeah. It was just stunning to see.
And we had translation in three different languages.
Yes.
And to translate into Chinese, into Spanish, and French.
Yeah. You know, to have that kind of situation, it was a glimpse of what we've done before in the past when we had much bigger conventions with lots more people. To have that many nations showing up for as small a group as we had, I thought that was stunning.
Pretty amazing, yeah.
Absolutely stunning. And I was really, really encouraged. And I loved the worship that we had together. We have one of the ladies on our staff is, first of all, a worshiper. She heads up our accounting department, but during convention, she is a worshiper. And she's not concerned about the accounting department. She's set up other people to take care of that. But she gets out there with her flags and her beautiful pageantry kind of things. And we had this discussion before convention that there wasn't anybody else that normally comes to do that kind of pageantry.
Yeah, normally we have a list of people that have a whole thing to show.
Or that's what they do.
Or sometimes with a soundtrack or something, which is hard to do anymore because of copyright issues.
Sure, especially since we're streaming it now.
Yeah, you know, streaming it.
Back in the day when we weren't streaming it, we could do it.
But it's changed the whole pattern, so you don't get a lawsuit on your hands.
Sure. So, you know, she just was thinking she was going to be all by herself dancing before the Lord. And God brought people from the nations.
Yeah, we had 10 people from mainland China. It's amazing they got out and that they got in.
Right.
You know, like, wow.
And they came with a passionate desire to worship the Lord. And the folks from New Zealand came with their way of worship, which is totally unique. They're Maoris. So if you know anything about the Maoris and how they do the haka, which is, you know, they've redeemed this haka before the Lord in ancient times or even probably more recent times. Their haka dance was very intimidating to the enemy.
Yeah.
So before in fact, they do that on the soccer field.
Yeah, they do that before their soccer team comes out, I think. You
know, and it's very, very intimidating. Yeah. Very. But now they're doing it to be intimidating to the devil.
Yeah.
And in spiritual warfare. So, you know, they did some of that with this rah kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
and then there were those that were coming from other places and places around the United States, and they brought their flags and their worshipers too. And I'm telling you, the place was just bursting with worshipers. And thankfully, the Lord had showed us how to lay out the room that left lots of space for worship. So they could swing around with their flags and their banners and dancing and just all the things that they were doing, showing worship to the Lord. And it was just marvelous. And, you know, our friend Dean Braxton was one of our speakers. And he's spoken on this podcast probably 15 times already. And he made the comment that he had never been in a place on the planet, as he calls Earth, that he saw such a mingling of the cultures that reminded him of heaven. He said, normally where he goes, you'll see a group of people that's from one culture, or maybe two. But he'd never seen this mix of cultures worshiping before the Lord together. And he said it was just so much like heaven. He said coming to this convention was a gift from the Lord to him.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So we'll talk more about what he had to say. I just want to give kind of a play-by-play.
It kind of make you jealous that you weren't there.
Oh, yeah. But you can watch it. You can watch it. It will be there. And I know that the anointing is still on it. I've heard that from people who were listening who couldn't come. They said the anointing came through. It was there. So you'll be blessed by it too. We had Siggy Oblander as our opening night speaker, and she's one of the founders of this ministry. And she's probably, I don't know that she was the opening speaker for the first World Convention, but I know she spoke many times during our conventions through the years. And so it just was so right in our hearts, because this was our 50th annual event. We had a few years where we did camp meetings instead of what we'd call a convention, but every year we were doing something. So this was our 50th year.
Yeah.
Our 50th time, I should say.
50th time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she brought a tremendous message about the five things that will give you the grace to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about looking back into your history, looking back, looking behind you, which was ideal for what we're doing. You know, mm-hmm. we had put together a slideshow of pictures from the last 50 events that we've had and, you know, yeah. mission trips and
that
all
that. Was quite amazing.
It really was.
There's only a handful of pictures. I mean, how many pictures was there? Was like,
I don't know, well over 100.
There's thousands of pictures. But we just didn't have time to put that together because that was a last minute thing.
Yeah, we'll probably figure out a way to put it on our YouTube channel. But, you know, it's just pictures of our history, looking back. Mm-hmm. So she said the first thing you have to do is look back, and then you have to look up. And she talked about how Abraham was told by the Lord to look up to the stars. And as you look up, you see promises of things to come. And then she said, you have to look around. Look mm-hmm. at the things around you. Look at the people around you. And then you look within.
Self-examination.
Yeah. Check things out. Where are you at with the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do all of those things before you can really look forward.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as we're talking about our first 50 conventions, we're also looking forward to what the Lord has for us. Yeah. And we'll get to that at the end of this episode.
She had one of her statements was where Jesus, let him put his nail-scarred finger in the keyhole of your heart.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's from Song of Solomon, where the bride has taken off her shoes and she's washed her feet and she's gone to bed. And he says, open to me.
The way you have a chance to listen to that, the way she presented that, it's just like, the bride had his hand open the door, but she was supposed to come to the door and open it, and she didn't.
Yeah.
And he didn't come.
Yeah. Well, the way she said it was, the bride wanted him to come in to her, and he wanted her to come out to him.
Even though the door was unlocked.
Yeah. I mean, I'd never seen it that way before.
Yeah, the way it was presented was, it was just so powerful.
It really was.
A lot was on the bride.
You know?
I mean, and this is someone who grew up in communism.
Right.
You know, grew up in East Germany under the Soviet system, which was brutal. Mm-hmm. When you know what the Germans did to the Soviets, mm-hmm. you know, how they...
And the Soviets did to the Germans
the
then.
Soviets, yeah, then they... So they're not going to be nice to any German, and they weren't.
Yeah.
You know, it was tough growing up in Berlin.
And, mm-hmm. Sure was.
So that was just powerful.
So then the next day, we had Dean Braxton. And he said, this is something I've never shared before, about the 8 things that God showed him that would happen in the end times. And I think you just need to go and listen to that one to get it for yourself. I don't think we need to try and recap it for you. You need to hear it because it's important.
And what was fun, but we had a question and answer.
Two of them were
people. We had a basket up front and that said, questions for Dean Braxton.
Yep.
You know, and so we had had an hour and a half session for a couple of days where he would, this is what the Lord showed him, what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was like, that was powerful.
It really was. And the thing that touched my heart the most was when I asked him, because I had the privilege of pulling people's questions and asking him. And I sneaked a few of my own in.
Yeah, I won't say it's not fair, but it really is.
So I asked him about the scripture in Revelation where it says that the living creatures, I think it was, were speaking to each other and saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. I said, did you hear that? And he said, yes. He gave me those short answers sometimes and I would ask for more detail, tell me more. Uh-huh. And the thing that he said really struck me, and it's changed how I worship,
mm-hmm.
which is the whole point of us having Dean Braxton, in order for us to find out more about how it is in heaven so that we can practice it here on earth in answer to the prayer that the church has been praying ever since Jesus taught his disciples to pray, mm-hmm. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the more we find out about how it is in heaven, the more we can do it on earth. So what he said was that, you know, we think, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, you know, kind of
like the
fast.
Hymn.
Yeah. But what he said was it's very slow. Like, holy.
A little longer than that.
Very, very, very long. And so that gave me a whole new thought about how I worship, to stretch it out, to make it longer, to make it more sustained, to make it deeper in me, that every sound that I make, I'm doing it more deliberately and just taking it deeper. So that was a thing for me in that. Then that night, I guess it was Thursday night, we had what we call Israel night. And we focused on Israel and we sang songs of worship that was more Israel style. Yeah. And we had dancing that was more Israel style. And Dr. Gene Little, he and his wife, Mary Lois, run our House of Peace in Jerusalem for us that we've had now for 27 years.
Yeah.
I think it'll be
this fall will be 27 years.
I think so, unless it already was. I've lost track. We were going to celebrate 25 years, and we had just bought our ticket on October 4th.
And the next
when
day.
October 7th happened.
Yeah.
So I guess we're probably at 26 and a half years. Anyway. Wow. They shared the need that we have for renovating our kitchen in the House of Peace. We've been doing renovations, and they gave a report on the renovations we've been doing and how the Lord has provided. And if anybody wants to sow into that, we now have a button on our website that's specifically for giving to our Israel ministry, and it goes directly into our Israel account, so we don't have to transfer it from one account to another. So we've got that set up, and I'm very happy that it's saving on our bookkeeping.
Yeah.
And if you want to contribute to that, it's a big project. And we've been doing big projects, and the Lord has provided, so we fully expect him to provide for this as well. And then Gene went on to talk about many things about Israel, and there's just so much to say about Israel. It's such a major, big subject. Then the next morning, we had Jeff Simons, and we had him on the podcast some weeks ago, and I was very impressed with his well-balanced message about all of these exposures that have been going on and how it's important for us to have the right heart and the right attitudes for dealing with these things, that they really need to come forth in a correct manner because there are people that have been hurt. And you can't just sweep these people under the rug. I mean, that's an expression, but you can't just push them aside and say, no, you know, this is our pastor or this is our whoever, and only just defend. There's a point and a place where things have to be dealt with. So I just appreciated that very much, how beautifully he did that, and the compassion that he expressed about the people that have been hurt. And I loved how he brought an altar call at the end for those who are having trouble forgiving people who have hurt them. And it's really a call for repentance, because unforgiveness is a sin that can take you to hell. You know, we've had podcasts about that in the past. I think it's one of the hell's best kept secret. That it's
unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness is his best kept secret, because he can take Christians to hell because they won't forgive. Because it says very clearly at the end of the Lord's Prayer that if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. So it's pretty critical. And then that evening, Pastor Tony Kemp gave his first message. And Philip, you had a couple of notes there that I'd love for you to share.
Yeah, he was referring, I mean, he's a wealth of just revelatory knowledge.
Absolutely.
But he made a statement, a brilliant strategist in me, the Holy Spirit. It gives me a revelation not only who he is, but who I am. How many people really know who they are in the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
I think, wow. And the only way you find that out is by hanging out with them more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm preaching to the choir.
Right.
You know, I'm like, I've got more than you. It's everybody's on a journey of their own.
Absolutely.
You know, and the more we can connect with them, the more he will use them. In fact, he did make a statement that was really amazing. He says, what you overcome, you know, we're always working on overcoming. He says, what you overcome, you have authority over.
Yes.
You know, that is really good. So if you're having difficulties in some area, you just have to remember that. You know, the only way to get authority over this is to overcome it. You know?
Yes.
Yeah, and he made a statement like, you remove defilement out of your life and you will have discernment.
Ooh.
And now you think about that, you know. Remove defilement, because it's like that song we used to sing, I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. We all want that.
Right.
I want more of his great love, so rich, so full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me.
Yes.
And that's the hard part.
Yeah.
It's giving more of yourself to him.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you give to him, the more he gives to you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And so that was just, and he made a statement. If you don't get revelation, you're stagnant.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ouch, you know. Wow, wow. So it's, you know, we heard some powerful things that were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just a lot to chew on. I just recommend everybody, you know, that Tony Kemp First Night, that is just very powerful, because there's something there for you.
Yeah. It was from the Thursday night meeting, or Friday night meeting, rather. We went through Saturday.
Yeah, it's like the absence of light keeps you where you're at.
Ooh. You know?
Wow. So we have to press in to that. And this comes from somebody that has done this. I mean, Pastor Tony was a bad dude in his early years. You know, he was a street guy.
Yeah.
And no telling how many people he beat up.
Right.
You know, he doesn't talk about that, but he lets you know he used to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't mess around with him, you know. And to see where he is now, you know, oh, yeah, here's the one he had. The light in you depends on who will follow you.
You mean determines.
Determines.
Yeah.
Yeah, determines. Sorry. When I'm trying to write things and they keep talking, you know, sometimes you mess things up, you know. It's like you got to go back to the recording. You know, but so the light in you depends who will follow you.
Yeah.
Wow. And the absence of light keeps you where you're at. Wow,
right.
Wow.
So it's all about stepping out of the darkness into the light.
And here's one he had. Enoch didn't ask God to walk with him.
Yes.
He walked with God.
Right.
Yeah. So we can't expect Jesus to just come in and fix everything. We have to walk with him. Kind of like the Song of Solomon we talked about. The door's unlocked. You know, I think he talks about his hand on the door, if I remember right. You know,
he put his hand through the lattice.
He put his hand through the lattice. He didn't open the door, though, because he wants you to open the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Yep, I stand at the door and knock.
And he had another statement. Walk in his story to walk in his glory.
Ooh, yeah. It's about walking in his ways.
Uh-huh.
When we walk in his ways, we'll get the glory that comes with his ways.
Mm-hmm. So that was powerful message. You know, there's so much there. I just got to go back.
You couldn't write fast
enough. You can't write fast enough.
Yeah. So the next morning I spoke and I felt like I needed to start talking about the glory, because that's what Pastor Tony had started with. And I just took it a little bit further into 2 Corinthians chapter 3, where it's talking about going from glory to glory. And we talked about how the new covenant is operating in our lives and his word being written in our hearts, at the fleshy tables of our hearts instead of in stone. And we talked about, let me just read 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. I'm reading from the Amplified Classic. And all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continued to behold in the word of God as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. And we were talking about this Greek word for transfigured or transformed. It's the word metamorpho, and it refers to the kind of transformation like a caterpillar into a butterfly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where it's a completely different creature. We're meant to be new creatures in Christ. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to look like the old. We're not supposed to sound like the old person that was unredeemed.
Yeah.
But as we're drawing closer and closer and closer to him, we're getting more and more glory and more to be more and more like him. Mm-hmm. And you see that in Galatians 5, where it talks about the works of the flesh and how the Spirit is working his fruit in us, the fruit of his presence, that turns us into Christ-like creatures. And that when you have a caterpillar that goes into the chrysalis, they absolutely are like digested down into green goo.
Yeah, we opened one once as kids, I remember.
And there's nothing in that at that stage that looks like either a caterpillar or a butterfly.
Yeah, it's just green.
Everything has to die.
Green slime.
Green slime. But there's a structure in the caterpillar that has the DNA of the butterfly. It's there hidden in the caterpillar. But everything that is of the fleshly nature of the caterpillar has to be, like, digested.
Well, don't we have the DNA in Jesus when we get...
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. That is the point.
And we shall be changed.
Right.
Metamorpho.
Right.
Greek word.
Right. And so when you run around thinking, oh, I want to be a butterfly, oh, I want to be a butterfly, you have to realize that there is a process... Yeah. Where you have to die to all of these things that are the fleshly nature. Mm-hmm. All of those things that are listed as the works of the flesh, you know, all of the outbursts of anger and jealousy and, you know, of course, sexual immorality and all those things too. You know, everything has to go and everything can go and will go as we cooperate with the Holy Spirit who is working in us to push the flesh out of the way so that we're becoming more and more like Jesus, which is going from glory to glory. You don't get there suddenly.
That's right.
I mean, you know, Jesus was transfigured before his disciples and met Elijah and Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration. Mm-hmm. But it was for a brief moment. And sometimes we have those moments of glory when the Holy Ghost comes down and, God does amazing things. And then we just kind of become ordinary people again. But there's a process where he's making saints out of us. That's what he's doing. He's consecrating us to himself more and more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And it's a series of saying, will you give me that? Mm. I want to give you something else in exchange.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather have love than an outburst of rage? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you rather have patience than jealousy? Wouldn't you rather have, you know, the things that I have to offer instead of the fleshly nature that causes people to become offended. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, here we are supposed to be Christians and we have a flesh flash.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's off-putting. You just, people don't like that. And then we start feeling badly ourselves about it because we don't like it. We don't want other people to do that to us. Yeah. That's where repentance comes in. Mm-hmm. And the quicker you repent, the faster you will get back to the glory.
Yeah,
that's good. Into the things of the Spirit. So those were just some of the ideas that came forth in that message. And then Pastor Tony had the final message, and that was, he preached for about 5 minutes. And he said, okay, that's enough of that. There's people here that need to be healed.
Yeah.
And he just had word of knowledge after word of knowledge, and people came forward. And
what a gift.
Yeah, and, you know, masses are tumors were disappearing and pain was going away from this and that. And it was just, it was absolutely glorious the way that the Lord met people and brought healing.
Yeah.
It was really tremendous. The other thing I wanted to mention that we rolled out, shall we say, at the convention, the Lord put it on our hearts. Well, I'll just give you a little backstory. On December 31st, 2024, we were having our staff devotions and we were singing that song. And I think we've told this story before, but we were singing that song day and night, night and day, Let Incense Arise. And the Holy Spirit was just heavy on it. And the Lord spoke to Mary Lois on our staff and he said, I want that in Engelthal. Now, Engelthal is the name of our headquarters. It means Valley of Angels in the German language. And he said, I want that in Engelthal. Now, prior to that, I had had several reports from Catherine James, who was answering the phones at the time, saying intercessors were calling and saying, we want to come to Engelthal to pray and draw from this great well of intercession that's here in this valley. And in my mind, I would go to, we need to do an event. We need to do a prayer event. How can we do a prayer event? We don't have a cook to take care of the people, you know, and I'm thinking, well, I guess we could call a fast or something and have a 3-day fast and have people come. But I would kind of dismiss it because I couldn't see how it could work. Mm-hmm. So that's the backstory. Then the Lord spoke to Mary Lois, I want day and night intercession in Engelthal. And she said, Lord, how shall we do it? And he said, take the house where Philip and I lived for over 20 years.
Yeah.
We raised our daughter there. And make that a place where people can come, bring their own groceries, cook for themselves, mm-hmm. and they can pray in our chapel where there's a tremendous flowing of the Holy Spirit in that yeah. place. There's a tremendous well of intercession there. And they can come for 3 days up to 2 weeks and just soak in the presence of the Lord and pray and mm-hmm. intercede and bring forth that intercession incense before the Lord. So that was New Year's Eve. And then just a few days later, I was speaking with Valerie Melroy, who is on our board of directors. And she was telling me about how their branch of our membership, their branch is so spread out in Pennsylvania that they meet once a month by Zoom. And it hit me like, oh, we could have been doing this all along. We could have been having a Zoom call. So we immediately set up a time where people, particularly members, but it's not exclusively to members, could come together in a Zoom call once a month just to get to know each other better. Mm-hmm. And we're calling it network connection. So that was something that was established at that point. But the reason for her call was to say, Sharon, I feel like, now remember, she's a board member and she's a strategist. I feel like we need to have a strategic plan for global outpouring. And honestly, I was never particularly educated on what that is. So,
you and me both.
So she explained to me how one of the people that we knew as a child, who was actually in our wedding, mm-hmm. Has grown up to become an expert in creating strategic plans and, mm-hmm. and helping with marketing and that kind of thing. And she's just a delightful, spirit-filled woman of God. And so we reconnected with her to create a strategic plan. So we put together a committee and started this process. And so we rolled out what we've got so far of the process of the strategic plan. And I just want to share with you a little bit about that. And just as another backstory, the Lord gave us a mandate. I think it was middle of 2019, the Lord spoke through Etienne Blom and said, he showed him a banner flying by that said facelift. And the Lord said, End Time Handmaidens needs a facelift. So we sought the Lord on that, and the Lord spoke to, or gave a vision to Rona Spiropoulos of a shield that had a ribbon across it that said Joel 2:28, and underneath it said mandate. So when the word of the Lord came later that year, a few months later, that we needed to change our name, I began seeking the Lord, what is it? You know, what's this new name? And some years prior to that, I think it was years, maybe it was the same year, maybe it was a previous year, the Lord had spoken through, I believe it was the Lord, Claren McQueen gave us the word from Hebrew about when the Lord says, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh, that word pour isn't like a pitcher pouring out water or wine or whatever, it's more like Niagara Falls. It's that kind of a continuous, thunderous, huge, huge kind of an outpouring that never stops.
Never stops.
And so from that time on, I was looking, every time we'd go to Niagara Falls, we have a house there. The ministry has a house there. And we lived there for a year.
Yeah.
So we were used to, as the traffic sounds would die down, we would hear this roar.
Yeah.
In the background. You
could
just
amazing.
Continuous roar. And to me, it was so exciting to hear that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is something like that.
Yeah. Powerful.
And to have the privilege of living there in Niagara Falls, New York.
Yeah, and every time you try to do a recording right by the falls, what were the decibels? 110?
I don't remember.
It was a very high. The decibels were so high you couldn't even do a recording real close.
Yeah, I kept trying to record with my phone, you know. I'd hold the phone in front of my face, getting a picture of this roaring waterfall. I would repeat Joel 2:28 and 29.
Mm-hmm.
And the roar was so loud you couldn't hardly hear my voice.
Yeah.
Even though I was right in front of the microphone. Absolutely. I mean, that's the roar. That's the outpouring. So when we were waiting on the Lord about what is this new name, I felt like the Lord took me back to Joel 2:28, and I read it over and over and over until I realized that, well, would you read it, Philip?
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all humanity. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Joel 2:28.
So as I read it over and over, I realized that the sons and daughters prophesying and the old men dreaming dreams and the young men seeing visions had to do with the outpouring of His Spirit.
Yeah.
So I knew it had to have that word outpouring. Well, as we took it to the board of directors and we prayed about it for 3 days, Don James came back and said, I believe it's supposed to be global outpouring. And we went out to the internet and discovered that the domain names globaloutpouring.com, globaloutpouring.org, globaloutpouring.net, globaloutpouring.us were all available. Mm-hmm. And so we scooped them up. We knew that that was a confirmation that this is our new name.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we got started on it. So our mandate for this ministry is this global outpouring, this outpouring that was prophesied in Joel 2:28. And then, you know, we gave this little brief history of how our founder started out as a missionary to China in 1947. Then in 1963, she had this time of fasting and the 21-day fast that brought a new anointing into her life, where everywhere she went from then on, revival fire followed her everywhere she went. And then in 1970, she was fasting again, and the Lord spoke to her through a prophet that you are raised up of God to call out the end time handmaidens.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that refers to Joel 2:29, that goes on talking about what happens in the outpouring, that on my servants and my handmaidens will I pour out of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Then in 2019, we received this mandate to change our name. And now here we are in 2025, taking a new look at where are we going and celebrating these 50 conventions. So the process, and we're not quite finished with it, but it's supposed to be a total of 3 months, and it probably should have happened a little faster. But we were very careful with our committee to pray into and get a consensus of what is the Lord saying. And so we just made a commitment to hear and to honor what the Lord was saying. And then we came up with this mission statement, encountering Jesus, engaging people. So that is what we do. And I think that's so clearly spelled out in what happened at the convention, that here's all these people came together to encounter Jesus.
Yes.
And as we go out from there, we're ready to engage people. And one of the things that I talked about was, and I've mentioned it on the podcast before, of this praying effectively for the lost, that we get a heart for the lost. When the Lord spoke to me, giving us the new name of Global Outpouring, I was really waiting on him, and he spoke to me, don't pray for the outpouring, pray for my heart for the outpouring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And more recently, I mean, I've been praying that prayer ever since 2019, and I haven't really gotten any fresh revelation until recently, where I realized that his heart for the outpouring is a heart for the lost.
Mm-hmm.
And how Sister Gwen, in her early days, was all about being quite evangelistic. She took a tent across India evangelistically. And yeah. And when she came to the States, all of a sudden her message changed, I think, not so much about the lost, but it was about preparing the bride.
Yeah.
And about helping people go deeper in their walk with God. And so that's kind of where our hearts are in this idea of our mission, that we encounter Jesus.
Yes.
And then we engage people. That's what he has on his heart for us to be doing. That's what we do. And then our purpose is sharing the Father's love for humanity, because his love for humanity is what makes him pour out his Spirit on all humanity. And so that's why we do what we do. Our purpose is to share our Father's love for humanity. So many people just think that, you know, he's some mean old man in the sky that is waiting to strike you with a thunderbolt, a lightning bolt, when you do something wrong, which is not his way at all.
Yeah, that's right.
He is our Father, and he loves us dearly. If you are a parent, you know what it's like to, no matter what your children are doing that's wrong, you still love them, and you want to engage with them, and you want to help them. You want to help them with their life. You know, I remember when our daughter was little, the things that I would do for her, all of a sudden there was a turning point where I want to do it myself.
Yeah.
And it kind of hurts as a parent. Well, I wanted to help you. I wanted to do that together. But oh no, I want to do it myself. And that's our Father's heart. You know, how much is he hurt by all of us trying to do things by ourselves instead of engaging with him? So our core values, or how we do what we do, our core values is that we want to serve in truth and humility and compassion.
Yes.
It's so important that we be bearers of truth, that we're true to ourselves and that we're true to others, you know, that we can speak the truth in love and we can speak the truth in humility and we can be moved with the compassion of the Lord. So our vision is the whole earth experiencing the presence of Holy Spirit. And that's partnering with the mandate of the outpouring. So that's our vision. We want to see the whole earth experiencing the presence of the Holy Spirit. So our future is, you know, we're looking for people to partner with us in all of these things that I'm going to share. Intercession is probably the number one thing. Intercession, because, you know, he gave us these words, contend, equip, engage. And we use it every podcast, that we're contending for the outpouring, we're equipping for the outpouring so that we can engage in the outpouring. But the contending is intercession. And so that is a major core thing that we're going to keep moving forward with. It's what we've been known for in the whole existence of this ministry previously. Intercession is a major, major piece. We're, of course, we're grateful for financial support, and we need financial support. Yeah. I don't like to talk about it. I want to be like George Mueller and move men by God through prayer alone. But, you know,
sometimes men need help.
Yeah, sometimes people don't get it. They're not hearing the Holy Spirit, so they need to know what the needs are. Missions. We love the nations, and I just loved how God brought the nations to this convention to illustrate that that is our heart. And if you go to the YouTube channel, you'll see that we had flags up all over the room, flags of the nations. We couldn't begin to put all of our flags up because the room was too small. But that is what God it has put on our hearts. We have flags from the nations where our members have gone and ministered. So we love the nations and we love missions, and we want to encourage people to go to the nations. We actually are sort of partnering with, I would say, their sister ministries with World Missions Alliance. A lot of our people go to the nations with World Missions Alliance on short-term missions. We also have another missionary group that is headed up by people who are members, and that's CMM, Christ's Mandate for Missions. We'll put a link to their website there. We just want to help people obey God in going to the nations.
Yes, amen.
And we have our retreat center here at Engelthal. You know, we're open to having retreats here and welcoming, as I mentioned earlier, about our people coming here to intercede. And, you know, we're open even to the possibility of people coming here with a retreat of their own. And we have family and youth events. We've got our youth retreat coming up, but we call it Generation Awakening, July 9th through the 12th. And we'll put a link to that. If you are young, like mid-teens up through around age 30, young adults, teens, we want to encourage you in your calling and help to build you and equip you so that you can participate in the outpouring as well.
Yes, amen.
And we have lots of resources. We have tremendous books and recordings and all kinds of treasures. And there's treasures in our archives that we haven't managed to get out there into YouTube or wherever. That's really on our hearts to like get our Bible school out there so that people can get trained wherever they are in the world. And of course, we have this podcast, and we trust that you're enjoying it. And we have social media. These are ways that you can partner with us in helping us to do the things that God has called us to do. And the other thing that we rolled out at this convention is we have our own app.
Yes.
And I'm really excited about this. We've connected with the ministry company, I guess you'd call it, called Tithely. And we are using them for processing online donations already. And they've developed an app for us. And so from that app, you can see our calendar and you can connect with our podcasts and you can shop in our bookstore and you can see our daily devotional that we have. It's pretty much the same stuff that's on our website, but it's easier to get to from this app. And we also have a prayer wall. I'm really excited about this. If you have a prayer request, you can get the app and sign in and post a prayer request, and people will step up and pray for you. And I think that's just
wonderful.
A huge, huge thing. And we can have groups where we can interact with one another in this app.
And that's so easier than people calling in with a prayer request.
Yeah.
That you only have access to just a handful of people.
Right.
But this way, intercessors that are out there can just, you know, they get a burden and just go for it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's instant, or almost instant. You know, somebody has to approve to put it up on the wall, make sure that we don't get any goofy things up there. But it's pretty much instant. And then you've got instant prayer. People are going to start responding. So we've already had 70 people that have downloaded the app, and just in a week, in a week's time, that really, really blessed me. And I just encourage you, so far, we have it in the Apple App Store. We're still waiting for the Google Play console or whatever it is that, that regulates that. We are waiting for them to approve it. And as soon as they do, it will also be there so that it'll be available for Android phones as well as Apple phones. So we're really excited to see what God is doing moving forward.
Yes, amen. It's our kickoff.
Yes, it's a brand new start.
You know, it's after a 12-year transition.
Yes.
12-year holding pattern. Imagine sitting up in the sky in an airplane for a couple hours, you know, holding pattern.
Yeah.
But this has been about a 12-year holding pattern.
Yeah.
Just waiting for things to work themselves out. And we had our start. New start.
Beautiful new start. So we encourage you to go out to the Global Outpouring YouTube channel and watch these videos as you're able. You know, some of them are long meetings, so you watch while you've got time and then come back and watch some more later and then come back and watch some more later. That's how I do with some of these long things that I want to listen to. So I just encourage you to take advantage of this treasure. It really was a wonderful feast of the Lord, and he called us together, and we'll just announce that we have dates for next year, and we'll be in St. Louis. I can't guarantee exactly where we'll be in St. Louis, but we have the dates. It's the same numbers, May 21st through 24th, but we're starting on Thursday and going through Sunday so that people who have jobs don't have to take off as much time from work. Mm-hmm. They can come in on Thursday night and they only have to take off Friday because they're already off the weekend, and they can travel home on Memorial Day. And it's just going to be another glory time in the presence of the Lord. So put it on your calendar now and believe God for the ability to get here for this event and bring a friend or bring your family. We want to minister to the family.
Or you can get yourself an envelope and every time you get a paycheck, put something in there.
Yes.
And just let it that
accumulate.
Build up. And, many people do that.
Yeah. It's a very good way to do it.
So we pay our car insurance. Just like so much a month,
That's true. Well, Philip, do you want to close with prayer?
Yes. Well, Father, we thank you for this restart, Lord.
Yes.
The messages that your people have brought forth, oh God, that just they've connected in that place with you, and now they're
Lord.
Sharing their experiences, oh God, and sharing your glory. So we thank you for your glory, Lord, which the knowledge of the Lord shall be over all the earth.
Yes.
And it's just getting there. Not all have the knowledge, but they're getting there. But the glory of the Lord is here.
Yes.
It's everywhere. And we're just, Lord, as our dedication to you opens it up even more. So we thank you that this podcast would be a blessing to those. And Lord, they have a desire, Lord, to get to know you more and more. In your name, Lord Jesus, whom we give all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the podcasting platform suggest this podcast to other listeners who are also looking for a great move of the Holy Spirit. Check out our website at globaloutpouring.org to find out more information, read our blogs, connect with us, and donate. You can also browse our web store for life-changing anointed books. Until next time, this is Sharon Buss.
And I'm Philip Buss.
God bless you with his overwhelming, loving presence.